There's a lot of things that influencers do when they get famous off of a meme or a joke, and then 2 years go by, and the house and the car that they got a loan on, suddenly they can't pay the loan for, and they need to whip up something real quick that'll really cash in the big bucks and make them not have their house get repossessed by the bank. And a lot of the time, that's something like starting a music career, starring in like a Hallmark movie, releasing your own line of silly socks with pom-poms. I don't know. I've never released a product. I don't know what the fuck. Like, I'm not a businessman here. But one thing that I will say I've never seen as like a, hey, we're back. Did you forget about us? Please tell me you didn't forget about us. Is incest. For the audio listeners, you have just saved your eyesight, and everyone watching this has just had their retinas fucking incinerated. That was The Island Boys. Does that name ring a bell? The Island Boys. Twin brothers that are rappers from Florida making out. More on that after this quick break.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
So you might be like scratching the cobwebs out of your brain right now thinking, why does that sound so familiar? Who are the Island Boys? It's like a ringing in your ear, like it's drumming up something in your brain, but it was never impactful enough to actually stick in there. So it's in the deep recesses of your mind. And the Island Boys, they're like one of those like weird kind of personalities that just came onto social media out of fucking nowhere. They were like everywhere for probably 24 to 72 hours and then evaporated like a nice cool glass of water on a hot summer day, like just gone like that, like completely out of people's minds, out of the sphere of culture, let's say. They were famous for just looking fucking crazy. They look like the house that fucking SpongeBob lived in. They look like human pineapples. To be as just descriptive, to use like some beautiful, delicious, long words to describe their appearance, they are like fully tatted all across their face. Their hair looks like if you took the first like frame of like an explosion. Or actually better yet, it looks like The Weeknd from 2019. When he had his old haircut, if you fucking electrocuted him, if you like accidentally put him on like a live wire, like that's what they look like. They looked crazy. They still look crazy, just like Furkan. They still look actually batshit bonkers. And that's kind of why I think they blew up. They also are rappers and singers. Okay, they're musicians. Don't think they're just eye candy there. No, they're not. They had a song, or I don't even know if it was a song. It was more just words that they would kind of like like say and change the pitch like one or two octaves. They'd be like, I'm an island boy. and that was like, that was fucking it. Like, to truly just like these are such a perfect example of how starved for content we were in, like, I don't even know when they blew up, like 2020. Like, we had nothing else. We saw two walking fucking pineapples from the grocery store saying, "I'm an island boy," and we ate it up because we had nothing else. So shame on us for that, first of all. But like most people like this, a very quick rise to fame and a very quick fading away as well. I don't want to like name like specific people, specific influencers who had like a similar career trajectory like this, because I don't think there's anything like wrong with you for falling off or anything like that, or if you're being in your flop era. I think there's a nobility and like a divinity to flopping, to becoming a meme and then disappearing forever. For example, like the one person I can think of is the that one person that made the TikTok where it's like, "I'm in the ghetto, ra-ta-ta," and then there's like gunshots behind them and they're like, "Ah," and it was like the most liked TikTok, and they're gone. They're just gone. What happened to them? No one knows. There's sainthood in that. There's actually like divinity and nobility in that. What there isn't, what there's quite the opposite in, is the motherfuckers that try and cling to relevancy like it's water, and they're stranded in the Sahara Desert, and kissing your brother on the lips is that glass of water. That's the opposite. That is the opposite of nobility and divinity. That is why we, like, if I was president, I would shut it down, everything. And you're thinking, what is it? It is anything that connects to iPhone. I would shut it the fuck down.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, "must not take yourself too seriously," and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
So, like, this trajectory is, like, very common, okay? It's very few influencers that, like, will blow up so fast for, like, a very specific thing and be able to, like, create a career out of that. Like, the very few exceptions are, like Brittany Broski, who for a long period of time was, like, the kombucha girl, but, like, has a fucking career because she's funny and hilarious and, like, is able to transform that into a career in the entertainment industry, doing entertainment things and entertaining people. The Island Boys are quite simply two fucking like actual ferns, like plants with face tattoos from Florida that said three words and went on like the No Jumper podcast, and that's it. Like, that's their claim to fame. So it's so gross. So, okay, I don't want to get into it. Listen, like, I'm talking about this today because if I had to see the shit that I saw, you have to fucking see it too. And there's more to it because this speaks to a larger story of the TikTok machine, let's call it, the virality machine, and what happens to influencers who are so close to the bag and will do anything to get, okay, I don't know why I sound like I'm, like, writing the back of a fucking book, like, like a Netflix subscription, but it is crazy, because, like, I want you to put yourself in the shoes of, like, someone who blows up, like, at the speed of light, like, one day, Let's take fucking Alex from Target, for example, if y'all remember him. He was this literal cashier that was working at Target, and someone just took a picture of him and posted it online. And, like, within 2 days, he was on the Ellen Show, like, so famous. Everyone knew who Alex from Target was. It's like, if you're in that position, you know... I guess, like, Alex from Target's kind of a bad example, because back then, it wasn't as obvious, like, how much money there is to be made in, like, social media and, like, what can happen if you go viral. But, you know, nowadays, say, let's just, like, make up a fucking example here. Let's say you're clocking in to Trader Joe's and you are in charge of, like, organizing the fucking bananas or something, and, you're putting the bananas down on the shelf and you accidentally squeeze one and it pops out and lands in your mouth and it's like really like explicit but like really funny and everyone's like, ha, you're the banana man, and they make a little song about it and everyone starts joking and there's TikToks about it and they have 14 million views on them, and you went from one day being just stocking the bananas at Trader Joe's to being an overnight celebrity. You're on the Ellen Show, and people are trying to get you. Fuck, sorry, no, literally, me hijacking the train of thought, because let's talk about Pinky Doll. Rewind, forget my banana anecdote, that was, like, literally so stupid. There's actually a good fucking example that I'm thinking of right now. Pinky Doll, the, NPC TikTok streamer that I talked about a few episodes ago, she, obviously blew up, like, literally overnight for these NPC TikTok lives, and she's made, like, a few videos since then being like, I'm here to stay, but pretend this is, like, a very heavy, like, Quebecois accent. I'm here to stay. Pinky Doll is going nowhere. And then she announced, like, a teaser, which at first, if you haven't seen this, this might be a little confusing. I wasn't sure exactly what this teaser was for. It was this, like, pink square Instagram post, and it said, Pinky Doll ice cream so good, and it looks like an album cover. But it said sponsored by, or presented by Fashion Nova. So I was like, is this like a clothing brand? I was very fucking confused. But then I turned the audio on my phone and nope, sure enough, it's a song. She made a song both Fashion Nova. That'd be like if fucking Justin Bieber one day was like, you know what, Sheen? Let me call up Sheen and make a song with this multi-million dollar company that has a fucking RICO racketeering charge. It makes no sense, but that is, like, one example of, like, someone who is, like, trying to cling, and there's no, like, shame in this. Like, I know I said, like, it's not the most divine thing ever, but, like, it's the bag, and what are we put on this Western capitalistic planet for other than to chase the fucking bag? So, like, there's no shame in that she's, like, branching out into music. I'm sure it'll, like, do well, maybe, or something, but... It was just crazy to me, because it happens at such a rapid pace now. For example, like, Bad Baby went from Dr. Phil to, like, releasing a song, like, I want to say in, like, a few weeks. It's so rapid, and I think the people that are the quickest with it are the ones that will probably last the longest, because if you have, like, a viral moment and you're going literally fucking viral, you have, like, literally hours, like, hours to figure out what your career is going to be for the rest of your life. And if you're going to, like, it's really crazy, like, depending on what you do, if you're blowing up and going viral, like, overnight, what you do in those, like, 24 hours can determine if you can retire in that month, or if you, like, will be working, like, a minimum wage job. Like, it's so crazy how fast you have to act. I'm talking about this from, like, a kind of a third person perspective, because I had, like, a few videos that, like, blew up, but for, like, my presence on social media, it's been a very steady rise. I've never, like, felt like a kind of overwhelming surge of people being interested in me. The only exception is during the whole vegan teacher thing, when people thought I was kidnapped. That's the only time when I was like, what's going on here? So I feel very lucky to be in this position where I've never, like, felt overwhelmed by it for the most part. As I was saying, the smart ones who get virality on social media overnight do something quick. The fucking dumb, insane, psychotic, borderline psychotic probably ones are the ones that dip out for 2 years. I'm going to be so real. I didn't do any research on the Island Boards of what the fuck they've been doing for the past 2 years. I'm guessing probably something with NFTs. Like, literally, after this break, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to look up to see what the fuck they did, and I bet you any money they did something with an NFT. We'll get right back into it right after this quick break.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, they made NFTs. And the Island Boy NFT collection. They created 4,500 unique Island Boys collectibles. Each NFT provides exclusive access to experience and perks with the Island Boys. Does one of those perks include the three of you kissed together? out of the different varieties, their body can change, their head can change, their chain, mouth, clothes, accessories can all change. Very cool. Diplo the DJ bought an NFT from the Island Boy collection. So yeah, I spot fucking on. I guess they were doing that whole thing. NFTs, whatever else that one does when clinging to relevancy. As I mentioned at the start of this episode, they were existing 0.2 kilobytes of space in my brain for the past 2 years. I have not thought about them fucking once. And then I see them trending on Twitter. I'm like, did they? Oh, it's going to say Island Boys like shot dead in Atlanta or something. I was like, fuck. Like, damn. No, it was worse, actually. It was bad. I don't want to put that into the universe that it's better that someone died. Shut the fuck up. Wait, side note. I love just saying, like, haha, blank, blank, dead. Or, like, blank, like, making fake death. But some people, there's, like, a certain person, like, a type of person that is, like, words have power. Like, oh, my fucking God. Do you remember when, like, there was the trend where it'd be, like, who's, like, an example? Like, Taylor Swift, dead at 32, and you would just, like, say that to your mom and then, like, watch them freak out. There'd be, like 10% of people in the comments would be, like, words have meaning. Your tongue is a sword. Don't put that out. It's, like, shut the fuck up. What I say right now, la 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 la, like, that's, the universe doesn't give a fuck. Like, the air around me, like, what I'm saying is reverberating into the air and then dissipating, and then that's it. That's how sound works, babes. It's not like the universe is going to be like, oh, well, let's fucking kill Taylor Swift. That's not how it works. Anyways, I logged into Twitter and saw that the Island Boys were kissing each other. That's what was on the trend. So I didn't realize that, like, in addition to their NFT venture, which I'm sure was doing amazing, and I'm sure they're practically billionaires now, they also started an OnlyFans. I don't know if it was one OnlyFans or a joint one or the separate ones. And also, I just, like, don't know that much about twins. Like I know y'all have, like, separate identities, but do you? Come on, like, just, I know y'all are fucking blue, like, Bluetooth airdropping thoughts to each other, or you just have one hive mind. Like, cut the act, twin. So, like, they started their whole OnlyFans situation, I guess, which I think was probably doing, like, okay. Like, you truly, at the end of the day, like, no matter, like, how small of, like, viral you went, you can probably still make a career on OnlyFans. So, there's that. But I wasn't, like, seeing, I mean, thankfully, I wasn't seeing, like, clips from that. I was seeing clips from the video that I showed you at the start of this of them kissing. So, like, right off the bat, like, there's something, like, you it's almost like you smell a fart. It's the same, like, neural pathways that get triggered when you see some shit like that. It's like, oh, when you're seeing something that you really, like, know, like, in your soul, you should not be fucking seeing. It's like when that video of that cat getting blended was going around. Like, the second I saw that cat in the blender, I was like, oh. It's a similar visceral reaction that I had the second I saw that each island boy lean in. And I was really hoping, like, in the back of my head, like, they would fake out at the last second and be like, haha, got you losers, April Fools. But no, it was so far from April. And it wasn't like a peck on the lips as you saw. Like, that's, even that would be a little bit weird. That's like entering Tom Brady territory. It was a full on, like your, like, wife's husband, like, came back from World War II after getting, like, 30 confirmed kills, and you didn't have contact for the entire war, and their legs were blown off, and, like, that was the kind of kiss that they were having, which was so fucking crazy. And, yeah, like, it's, I mean, I don't know what they were going for, but I'm assuming they wanted to, like, you know, stir the pot a little bit, create a little bit of drama, and they achieved that, indeed, because it trended on Twitter, and it's pretty hard to be, like, sorry, but, like, that, like, irrelevant and trend on Twitter. You have to do some real crazy shit to be able to, you know, get that many people talking about you years after, like, the meme that spreaded you into the public eye. Like, you have to fucking, like, join, like, a terrorist organization. I don't know. Like, this is pretty much the cream of the crop for, like, publicity stunts you could do. But the thing is, you're probably thinking, okay, like, a kiss? Ew. Hope they never did it again. But is it, like, just a publicity stunt? That's what I don't know. That's where really, like, I really have to become an investigative journalist. And by investigative journalist, I mean I scrolled down, unfortunately, 5, like, posts down and saw probably the most horrific thing I will ever see. And I grew up with unfiltered internet access and saw videos of people getting beheaded. So seeing one island boy perform head and shoulders, knees and toes, but without the shoulders, knees and toes on island boy number 2, thing 1 on fucking thing 2, creating unspeakable sin, and I'm a fucking atheist and I'm saying that. Real crazy times we live in, y'all. I'll give you my fucking word right now, no matter how things, I mean, I'm an only child, so, I mean, not that you even think I would get to that point, but I give you my word, things will never get that crazy from me, from your friendly Ben of the Week. It's real icky, it's just real icky, because it's like, it's so far beyond just, like, doing a little fucking bit. Like, that's incest, that's full on. Like, y'all are doing something, it's past the point of, like, y'all are subjecting us to it on the internet. Like, that is fully, like, you did that. It's bad enough you documented that, but at the end of the day, at the end of it all, you did that, and that's fucking gross and crazy. And there's truly, like, clout really is a hell of a drug, that's what it can lead people to do. I'm sure if you asked them at the start of their career and said, hey, did y'all know that in 3 years' time, you will be committing fucking war crimes on each other's bodies and posting it online and on Twitter and on platforms for the public to see? Did you know you're gonna do, like... (laughs) And like, I've been thinking about this. I looked at like my last few podcasts. I'm like, I don't want to be like the fucking TikToker did this, like police. Because like there's enough of that online. But this is like this is like new levels that are like not even comprehensible. I can't even wrap my brain around how fucking bonkers it is. I think the last like TikToker did this like fucking episode I did was like the TikToker who was like Indian and pretended she was black. Like that was crazy. But like I don't even know if that like pales in comparison to like this. So yeah, I do just want to like acknowledge that I probably did fucking ruin your day, and I'm so sorry for that. But this was a burden that I have been living with for the past 30 minutes, and I needed to make you suffer as well because you're my mamas and I love you, and we need to be on the same page, okay? Your brain needs to be like as like have as much like deletion and corruption of files inside it as mine is experiencing right now. I can feel like my like the neural pathways of a healthy brain just like dying in my brain right now, and hopefully we can be on the same page now. But with that all being said, let's get into your drama for the week. Okay, today's drama comes from Arya Gilbert. And if you want me to read your drama at the end of the next Drama Mama episode, please just comment it in one sentence. One sentence only. Some of y'all are ignoring the one sentence rule. But just comment it on the YouTube video version of this podcast, and I'll read it potentially on a future episode. But anyways, Arya Gilbert says, my best friend told me that she was having a birthday party and explained everything about it to me. She then gave me a quest list and asked if I knew anyone who was coming. I said yes. Oh, I just realized like she probably meant guest list. I thought it was a quest list. Like, you must grab me the Sultan of the Seas and a leaf of saffron for the saffron pot. Like, no, I think they meant guest. She then gave me a guest list and asked if I knew anyone who was coming. I said yes and noticed my name was not on the list. I was not invited to the party in the end. That is, I don't know what the fuck she thought she was doing with that. Like, that feels so intentional to like give the guest list and purposely not put your name on it. That's fucking bonkers. I don't know, like giving the to play devil's advocate, like maybe she just like assumed like since you're not on the list, but she's giving it to you, like you're like, duh, you're invited, and also since y'all are best friends, but you weren't invited, so I don't know what happened. That sucks, and they suck. They fucking suck ass. And you should have a way better birthday party for your birthday when it comes around, and then not invite them. Should be on some Jeff Bezos shit, get like a yacht or something, and then not invite her. I'm sorry though. But with that all being said, thank you so much for listening or watching this episode. I did a special live taping of this podcast at VidCon, and that finally, I got to finally upload it last week. So that's the previous episode if you want to check that out. And if you enjoy this podcast, please leave a 5-star review on Spotify, please. And I will see you next Wednesday. I love you very much. My mamas, my sweet mamas. Bye.